things left to get figured out this week before you guys break into your full game week next week?
I think just to spend time on the stuff we've put in. I think just to master the plays that we've put in and get the timing down and just get more practice on the stuff we put in.
How would you assess getting the timing down and understanding the playbook right now?
I think we've done a really good job. I think the receivers have really done a great job of going where they're supposed to go, and I think the line has done a great job of picking up the plans. And I think overall, I think we've just got a good feeling of what we're supposed to do.
Knowing that the receivers were going to be so young coming into this fall camp, have they met your expectations, surpassed them? How have they developed so far?
Oh, yeah, they've definitely surpassed them. I think we've spent so much time in this offseason that they really weren't behind in this fall camp. They had to come in and they had to step up early, and so they've done a great job of just picking up what they're supposed to do and being out there and playing ball.
How are you feeling at this point in fall camp, year two, but knowing that you're starting moving up forward?
I feel confident with this team. I think we've done a great job this offseason, and we've put in a lot of work, and we've got a great coaching staff that have put us in great position to play, and so I'm really excited about this year.
Last year you had your guys. I mean, it seemed like there was guys that had supplanted themselves in the starting rotation. Now there's just so many freshmen, so many young guys that are trying to make their mark and be the guy. How hard is that for you? Just it seems like it's a different guy every day at practice.
I think it's a good thing. I think we got plenty of guys. We're not just relying on Charles or Dylan Mitchell, but guys like Johnny Johnson and Jalen Redd who've stepped up big time, and it allows us not to rely on one guy. So it's good to have.
I asked Coach Taggart about red shirts, and he made it sound like a lot of freshmen are going to be playing. Do you get that idea as well when you're out at practice? There's a lot of freshmen that you're going to be throwing to this year.
Yeah, I think with the guys we have at receiver, we're definitely going to need all of them. We got a lot of playmakers there, and I'm glad that Coach Taggart brought in such a athletic and special group of receivers. So I'm confident that they'll be out there playing.
You mentioned Dylan. Where have you seen him improve most from year one to two?
Dylan's just a very athletic guy. He was great last year, but I think he's going to be even better this year. He's got great hands and great routes, and just overall he's a great receiver.
He's talked about being more confident too, more comfortable. Have you seen that from him?
Yeah, I have. I think he's kind of come out of his shell as well. He's more talkative, and he's just a great guy to be around.
How would you compare how well you're prepared for your first start this season compared to when you got kind of thrown into the mix with Washington last year?
Yeah, there are definitely things that you kind of pick up throughout the year, things like how to prepare for teams and how to watch film and just overall how to spend the week. And so I think just going through the last year, I've picked up a lot about how to prepare, and so I think with this coaching staff, they've done a great job of watching film of Southern Utah, and I'm really excited to get after it.
How does it compare? I mean, obviously there's a change in coaching staff, but having kind of basically a full off season and camp to kind of get yourself into that mentality of I'm going to start one sort of thing.
I think for most of this off season, we're just kind of spending preparing against ourselves, preparing against our defense, but this week and next week we'll start preparing, and we've watched film as much as we can, but overall it's not much different.
What was that week like, that when you had your first start last year where you kind of found out you were going to be starting and all of a sudden you're just out there? What was that week like for you?
It was pretty exciting. It was a fun week, and we really had to watch a lot of film and get ready, but I think I was ready, and the coaches did a good job of preparing me.
Was it kind of as daunting as it may have seemed to be going up against a top 10 team for your first start?
Yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but to get an opportunity like that, it was pretty special.
Are you tired about going against your defense, same old defense again and again and again, ready for a new team to come in here?
No, they've done a great job. They've done a great job this offseason, so it's always a battle with them, and it's really fun to play against them.
Do you have a sense of how much you might do or not do on Thursday in the scrimmage, you personally?
I'm not sure. I haven't been told anything about that.
How would you assess the guys behind you at quarterback?
How would I assess them? I think they've done a great job. Both Braxton, Taylor, and Mike Irwin, they've picked up the offense really quickly, and it's always competitive out there, and we get competitive on the field. I think they've done a really good job.
How long have you known Taylor?
How long have I?
In your life, yeah.
I think since I was in elementary school, maybe. He was 3 or 4 years older than me. He was always friends with my older brother, but he'd come over to my house from time to time, and got to learn from him in high school, so it was quite a while, actually.
What's that dynamic like now? I mean, you've been with him now for 2 years, to kind of have him as a friend, competitor, peer. to be on the kind of the same team?
Yeah, he's not only like a fellow quarterback, but he's a friend I can go to for anything, and he's a guy that I can trust and someone I can go to other than football.
Three tight ends from last year have gone and they've been graduated. Taggart has said a lot of the tight ends now. They've really stepped up and they've exceeded expectations. What have you seen from them as a group so far?
They're really athletic guys. Their tight ends are such an advantage on the field, and so I think anytime we can get them the ball is definitely what we're going to try and do. And so I think guys like Jake Breland and Ryan Bay, they're super athletic and they really know what they're doing. And so just we're going to try and get them the ball as much as we can.
You think you're going to be able to rely on them as much as you did the tight end group last year?
I definitely think so. I think they've done a great job this offseason, and I think we're not going to miss a beat with them.
Breland kind of joked last week that you've been throwing to him less since he's had the cast on his hand. Is that true?
I don't think so. I think he's done a great job with the cast. He hasn't dropped one yet, so he's done a great job.
Are you looking forward to him getting that thing off?
Yeah, I am. it's just kind of weird throwing to a guy with a club, but he's caught all of them so far.
Has there been a moment in camp when you've kind of felt like everything's come together, new coaching staff, offense, defense, everything really seems like it's on one page?
Last question.
I would say I think just overall, you know, I think we've done a great job. This offseason we spent so much time working in the playbook that we never really were swimming or anything. We were never behind, but I think just every practice we're getting better and better.